You're listening to SBS News.
The whereabouts of Sudanese leader Omar al-Bashir has been unknown since his ousting in a military coup. But multiple sources now believe the longtime president has been taken to Sudan's feared Koba prison. The lockup, located in the capital Khartoum, is where many political opponents of his regime ended up. It's now where the dictator himself is being held in solitary confinement, according to Reuters news agency. Sudanese people that for months campaigned for his overthrow have welcomed the news. However, many remain on edge, with the generals that opposed his regime last week still in control.
We are so much happy to hear, actually, that the president has been moved to Koba prison. We are still not sure what we really want to see. That we want the president to be in prison, but not only him actually, but the whole regime.
What we want as revolutionary demands and also demand for the victims of the violation in Sudan, that those people must bring to the justice.
Mass sit-ins have continued outside army headquarters since the coup that ended al-Bashir's 30-year rule. The rallies have become the centre of Sudanese calls for an immediate handover of power to civilian control. Hundreds of people joining a march by doctors and rally workers to the political rally point.
The doctors of Sudan have always been very close to the oppressed and to the poor, to the sick. And they have offered a lot of sacrifices over the last 30 years.
We came here to represent ourselves and represent the medical cadres as a group in the sit-in to ask for our rights. We are asking for people who can't find healthcare, they can't get medicine, people are dying, people are displaced. We came here to represent ourselves and represent the Sudanese people.
Sudan's military generals have promised a transition will take place, but warn it could take up to 2 years. Shamsuddin Kubashi, spokesman for Sudan's Transitional Military Council, says the army is committed to ousting the former regime. The arrest of Omar al-Bashir's brothers is their latest attempt to win over public favour.
Arrests are underway of symbols of the ousted regime, in addition to others who are believed to be linked to corruption cases. The most prominent of those who have been placed in custody until now are the brothers of the former head of this corrupt regime, Abdallah Bashir and Abbas Bashir.
Omar al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court, accused of genocide and war crimes. The ICC has issued an arrest warrant for the crimes that allegedly took place in Sudan's Western Darfur region in the 2000s. But Sudan's ruling generals say they will not extradite him, instead promising to put him on trial in Sudan. UN African envoy Jeremiah Mamabolo warned the ouster of Sudan's president has again caused violence in the western region.
Since the removal of President Bashir, protesters in Darfur have been engaged in violent acts, including arson on premises of national intelligence and security services, as well as houses of community leaders perceived to have collaborated with the previous regime.
One military general has already stepped aside as Sudan's leader due to public pressure. The protests that started all this began because of rising living costs, high unemployment, and increasing repression. But Sudan's youth are not the only ones who believe the time has come for change.
We as an old generation have a lot to learn from them. They are, of course, the present and the future of this country. And somebody in my age would be really very calm to see them leading for the future.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.